This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. Florida's Secretary of State has ordered a manual recount in the state's hotly contested U.S. Senate race. Department of State spokeswoman Sarah Revelle said in a news release Thursday evening that unofficial returns from a machine recount had triggered a second recount in the Senate race and the state agriculture commissioner's race. Susan Booker is Palm Beach County's supervisor of elections.
What happens is that they separate ballots by a verified vote for one candidate, verified vote for another. Another stack is an under, another stack is an over, and then the questionable ones go to the canvassing board.
Democratic incumbent Bill Nelson trailed his Republican challenger, Florida Governor Rick Scott, by 0.15% of the more than 8 million ballots cast. The total of the hand recount is due by Sunday. The United States is adding sanctions against Saudi officials it says were involved in journalist Jamal Khashoggi's murder. As AP correspondent Sagar Meghani reports, the move comes after a Saudi prosecutor sought death penalties for five people in the case.
The 17 Saudis already face travel bans, and the Treasury Department's now freezing any assets they may have in the U.S. and banning Americans from doing business with them. Among those facing sanctions are one of the Saudi crown prince's chief aides. Saudi Arabia's top prosecutor says he will seek the death penalty for five men charged in the killing. But with the kingdom under intense global scrutiny, the announcement appeared aimed at distancing the alleged killers from Saudi leadership, including the crown prince, whom Khashoggi had criticized. Saudi Arabia's top diplomat says the crown prince had absolutely nothing to do with the killing. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit voanews.com. You can also find us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Britain's Prime Minister Theresa May says that she is not planning to give up in her quest to get the Britain's exit from the European Union as a thing of reality. That quest took a hit on Thursday, though, when May's Brexit secretary, Dominic Raab, resigned. Raab specifically objected to a key provision setting up a customs union that would eliminate the need for a hard border between Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, which is an EU member. Theresa May said in Parliament that she is not planning to give up, despite cabinet resignations, and calls for a no-confidence vote.
I believe with every fibre of my being that the course I have set out is the right one for our country and all our people. From the very beginning, I have known what I wanted to deliver for the British people, to honour their vote in the referendum.
Speaking Thursday in Parliament, opposition Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn called the draft agreement a huge and damaging failure. The man accused of sending pre-election package bombs to prominent Democrats, including two former presidents, has been arraigned in federal court in New York. AP's Warren Levinson reports.
Cesar Sayoc pleaded not guilty through his attorney to charges of sending pipe bombs in the mail. The 56-year-old Florida man was arrested last month after improvised explosive devices showed up at the homes and offices of Trump critics, including the Clintons, the Obamas, Congresswoman Maxine Waters, and CNN. Sayoc had been living in a van plastered with Trump stickers. Some of the packages were mailed to New York addresses. None went off. Judge Jed Rakoff set a trial date of July 15th. The charges carry a potential sentence of life in prison. Warren Levinson, New York.
The death toll from devastating fires in California has risen to 59 as authorities search for dozens of people who remain missing in the aftermath of the blazes. In Northern California, firefighters got a break from the weather with cooler temperatures helping crews gain ground as they fight the deadly Camp Fire, which is now 40% contained. Late Thursday, the White House announced that President Donald Trump would travel to California to meet with people displaced by the fires. Trump initially criticized the state for what he called poor forest management and threatened to withhold federal money. He has since declared the fire-ravaged portions of California a disaster area, opening the way for federal assistance. And the original torch held aloft on the Statue of Liberty has a new home. The more than 1,600-kilogram torch was moved Thursday to a new museum dedicated to the iconic statue. That museum is set to open next year. For more on these stories, log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.